Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Having a derby, Irby. Look in the Fendel, Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, Fagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. Look at here, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, Nisha. Pass him the latke, Matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry. So, let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word. And we ate it. And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord.
Mr. Soda Jerk, please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more malt and six hot dogs to go. Tomorrow morning's Monday, and it's back to school, you know. So please hurry and fix me six hot dogs to go. I went down to the swimming hole, then out to the county fair. Grizzly bear. I'll go home to my TV set. I can't afford a picture show. But I've got time for one more malt and six hot dogs to go. And I'm gonna catch heck, I know. So I've got time for one more malt and six hot dogs to go. Six hot dogs to go.
Every night he brings me Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. Wow, his baby loves them. those fried potato sandwiches, fried potato sandwiches. He tried to win me with flowers, all kinds of sweetness, till he found out his baby's weakness. Every night I whisper, thanks for the sandwiches, thanks for the sandwiches. But he feels there's something wrong. Instead of me billing and cooing, all I keep doing is chewing. Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches all night long. Since the world began, the girl expects the man to bring her tokens of his love. Some bring bags of gold their lady loves to hold, and jewels bright as stars above. But it seems my ideals are much higher, so here's how he fulfills my heart's desire. Butter sandwiches, butter sandwiches. Butter sandwiches, butter sandwiches. I really don't care for candy, ice cream and custard, but hot dogs with mustard. Every night I whisper, thanks for the sandwiches, thanks for the sandwiches. But he feels there's something wrong. Each time he starts popping the question, I'm too busy digesting. Burger sandwiches, burger sandwiches all night. Rack of burger sandwiches all night long.
An awful lot. Love is a rocket, just sees that. 5, 6, 7, 8. Love is like fries. There's all different sizes of fries. Do you like fries? This small fries and medium fries. Melt right in your mouth. Love is like fries. Oh, I see that. Love can be brutal. Love can be blind. But fries can be anything you have on your mind. Small fries and medium fries and big fries and super.
Potatoes, Ma. I don't want no meat. I don't want no meat. Just more potatoes. Thank you. anybody talking about mashed potatoes. Any kind of potatoes would do me. I had mashed potatoes, I had smashed potatoes, hashed potatoes, baked potatoes, any kind of potatoes. When I was in the army, they didn't serve nothing but potatoes. They had whole potatoes and half potatoes, scallop potatoes and raw potatoes. I had every kind of potato you name. I even liked french fried potatoes and barbecue potatoes, scallop potatoes, stewed potatoes, Irish potatoes, hashed potatoes, any kind of potatoes. In fact, down there where I come from, they don't have nothing but potatoes. Yeah.
All right, everybody, if you just sit down now, you'll see the napkins and the silverware over there by your drinking glass. You just go ahead and help yourself. And we're going to start this clockwise, please. So just grab whatever's nearest to you, take some and pass it clockwise, okay? And we'll have a nice, leisurely Thanksgiving dinner together. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to a food edition of the Bit Slap in honor of Thanksgiving. We began with Cab Calloway, of course. Everybody eats when they come to my house. A word from the Fire Sign Theater, and then Randy and Ricky. Six hot dogs to go. Joanne and the Streamliners, Frankfurter Sandwiches, Pete Redmond, Love is Like Fries, and the Earthworms, Mo Taters. So this is an annual tradition here at KBC Radio where we sit down together and have a Thanksgiving dinner. Hope you enjoy yourself. Now, I want to point out, a couple weeks ago I said that I would eat my words. That's right. I said that, what's her name, that crazy lady out in Nevada was going to win the election by shenanigans. Well, it turned out not to be true, and I said I was going to eat my words. So beer. Don't ever say you're going to eat your words and then have to do it, because they don't always go down well. Okay, that wasn't bad. Acceptable. Sorry. Okay, so let's just get on with it. Like I said, pass everything clockwise if you would. And I hope there's enough for everyone. I hope you brought a bottle of something or, you know, something like that to wash it all down with. I'm going to go back in and get the main course here. So if you just kind of hang in there, I'll be back in a few minutes and we can continue. All right, I'll see you later.
We got herring sweet and sour, we got pickles old and young, we got corned beef and salami and a lot of tasty tongue. We got Philadelphia cream cheese in a little wooden box. What ain't we got? We ain't got lox. We got coleslaw freshly made and chopped liver also fresh, and a lot of things to please a man whose name is Moisher Hesh. We got plenty pumpernickel, we got bagels hard as rocks. What ain't we got?
We ain't got lots.
There is nothing like a lox, nothing in this world. Wrapped in paper or a box, that is anything like a lox. There is no fish like a lox, no other dish like a lox, and nothing smells like a lox or repels like a lox. There's nothing smart like a lox that burns the heart like a lox. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a salty, pinkish, slightly stinkish lox.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight.
Beans.
Cornbread said, now that's all right.
Beans.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
That's what Beans said to cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans told cornbread, you ain't straight.
Beans.
You better wake up or I'll gas you gate.
Beans.
Been in this pot since 2:30.
Beans.
Swelling and puffing and almost due.
Beans. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans. That's what Beans told cornbread.
Beans.
You're always getting mad at me.
Beans.
I ain't mad at you.
Cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans.
Grab cornbread by the toe.
Beans.
Beans said, cornbread, let me go.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'll lay you low.
Beans.
I'm gonna fight you, you so-and-so.
Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
That's what Beans said, cornbread. You're so bad, you always wanna fight.
Meet
me on the corner tomorrow night. And I'm gonna beat the devil out of you.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
Cornbread on the head.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'm almost dead.
Beans.
Beans told cornbread, get up, man.
Beans.
You know that we go hand in hand.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread, hand in hand.
That's what Beans said to cornbread.
Cornbread.
We should stick together,
beans,
hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
We should hang out together like wieners and sauerkraut. We should stick together like hot dogs and mustard. We should get up
beans,
every morning and hang out together like sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night. Hang out like chitlins and potato sacks.
Yeah.
Like strawberry and shortcake.
Yeah.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions.
Yeah.
Like red beans and rice.
Yeah.
Like bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Like sour cream and Benson.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Beans, toast, cornbread.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what you think about me.
Yeah.
But it makes a whole lot of difference what I think about you.
Yeah.
We should hang out together like hotcakes and molasses.
Hey.
That's what Beans said to cornbread. Cause beans and cornbread, they go hand in hand.
No more navy beans, boys, I don't want no more. I don't want no more navy beans, they're about to make my stomach so. I had them last night and the night before, when I got through, couldn't shut my door. I don't want no more navy beans, boys, I don't want no more. I don't want no more pinto beans, boys, I don't want no more. I don't want no more pinto bean. They're about to make my stomach so. I had them last night and the night before. When I got through, I had to scrub my floor. I don't want no more pinto bean. Boys, I don't want no more. I don't want nothing favor me. Boys, I don't want no more. I don't want nothing favor of beans. They're about to make my stomach so. I had them last night and the night before. Get in a luck, ain't gonna eat no more. I don't want nothing favor of beans. Boys, I don't want no more. Kenta beans, boys, I don't want no more. I don't want nothing Kenta beans. They're about to make my stomach so. I had them last night, the night before. Run to this little house in the back and chat the door. I don't want nothing favor beans. Boys, I don't want no more.
Fed me all chicken and wine. It was steak and potatoes and lobster, and babe, I sure felt fine. But now all you give me is seaweed and alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds, and I got my doubts. Babe, you left me here with the chicken cordon bleu. Stomach's so empty and all I got is food for thought. And I've been sitting here thinking about the 20 pounds of groceries we bought. We bought 10 pounds of brown rice and 5 more of beans and 5 pounds of granola, and you know what that means. I'm just a regular fella with the chicken cordon blues. Now I want you to play me them fat licks. Roaches move next door. Babe, can you see that old dog? He's out in the street. He's got a big smile on his face because they let him eat meat. And babe, I got the lemon and the chicken cordon bleu. Babe, I'm going down to the bakery and I'm going to find me a jelly roll. And some cannoli, some French pastry, a chocolate eclair don't sound too bad. How about some lasagna? You know, fat is where it's at.
Fishing tugs go fishing, lift your nets real fast. cause I just run out of smoked fish and I don't know if I can last. Well, you catch a fish and you clean it up real good. Hang it in the smokehouse in the smoke from the hickory wood. Smoke fish in the kitchen, smoke fish in the hall. Any kind of smoke fish is the best kind of fish of all. It looks like I'm addicted, you could say I'm hooked. Cause I just gotta have them if you smoke them while they cook. Yeah. Coho chubs and whitefish, perch and all the rest. Musky bass and walleye pike, I like you all the best. Smoke fish in the kitchen, smoke fish in the hall. Any kind of smoke fish is the best kind of fish of all. Whoop, oh yeah. Seagulls fly around me, sitting on the pier. Funny little sounds they make our music to my ears. Smoke fish in the smokehouse, smoke fish in the shed. Smoke fish wrapped in newspaper, memories in my head. Smoke fish in the kitchen, smoke fish in the hall. Any kind of smoke fish is the best kind of fish of all. Mmm, love that smell. I got the slipperiest grip in town.
Well, care to share a bowl of soup with an old friend?
Oh, Dr. Bader, please, it would be...
Jennifer, this is a public cafeteria. Nothing is going to happen here.
That's what you said in X-ray when I first met you. Do you still have those negatives, John?
Yes. Yes, I do, Jennifer. Remember the time we rigged the hospital bed with the cardio gyrator?
Oh, John.
Oh, John. It was good soup, wasn't it?
It was good, yes, it was good.
It was good for me, too.
John, I know what you're thinking, but there's nothing left between us.
Jennifer, we just had an incredible bowl of soup together.
John, it was only a bowl of soup. I need milk, cheese, meat, bread, and fruit.
I can give you those things, Jennifer. Join us again next time when we hear Jennifer say...
John, it's too hot. Let me blow on it.
On Soup Opera.
in a Mexican cafe. That's where I met my love one day. T'was a romantic rendezvous, and as she sighed, she ordered tacos for two. The darn tortilla was too hard, and it was dripping so much lard. Her eyes ablaze, and then I knew the sauce was hot on our tacos for two. Our hearts were burning, but it wasn't from the yearning. So we both reached for the water, 'cause our faces red were turning. And by the flickering candlelight, we sat and suffered through our plight. And it was rough, I'm telling you, to sit and chew those tacos for two. Brought the check, and then I reached for my dinero. I found I didn't have a dime, and so for that I'm doing time. For she walked out and said I'm through, and left me flat with tacos for two.
Cara caramel, choco chocolate, I get all of these from you. Sweet is every kiss from you, sugar full of bliss from you. Cara caramel, choco chocolate, that's the name that I call you. 'Cause I get my candy in each kiss from you. You are a special kind of sweet confectionery. The kind that isn't found in any candy store. Your lips are sweeter than a chocolate-covered cherry. Need your kisses, kisses, kisses more and more. Cara caramel, choco chocolate, chewy, chewy, sweet candy. Always kept the bar handy till I found your kiss dandy. Cara caramel, choco chocolate, don't appeal to my sweet tooth. Now I get my candy in each kiss from you. So yummy, you make me think of things with sprinkles on the top. Each time I look at you, I rub my little tummy. You're the sweetest walking, talking candy shop. Cara caramel, choco chocolate, chewy chewy sweet candy. Always kept the vibe handy till I found your kiss dandy. Cara caramel, choco chocolate, don't appeal to my sweet tooth. Now I get my candy in each kiss from you. 'Cause I get my candy in each kiss from you.
White stuff. eyes. You can see them in my teeth. Tell it when I talk. Have so many in my pancreas. Just went in a shock. I love the white stuff, baby. In the middle of an Oreo. I love the white stuff, baby. It's the most delicious thing I know. But I love the feeling most. I rub it on my roast, mix it in with my coffee, and spread it on my toast. I love the white stuff, baby. In the middle of an Oreo. I love the white stuff, baby. Take some with me everywhere I go. Might get a pimple or two. Well, so what? It's all.
Yeah, it was another payday. I was tired of being a Mr. Goodbar. So when I saw Ms. Hershey standing behind the powerhouse on the corner of Clark and Fifth Avenue, I whipped out my Whopper and whispered, "Hey, sweetheart, how'd you like to crunch on my big hunk for $1 million bar?" She immediately went down on my Tootsie Roll, and you know, it was like pure almond joy. I couldn't help but grab her delicious mounds, 'cause it was easy to see that this little Twix had the red hots. It was all I could do to hold back a snicker and a crackle as my butterfinger went up her tight little Kit Kat and she started to scream, "Oh, Henry! Oh, Henry!" Soon she was fondling my Peter Paul and Zagnuts, and I knew it wouldn't be long before I blew my milk duds clear to Mars and gave her a taste of the old Milky Way. She asked if I was into M&M's. I said, "Hey, chiclet, no kinky stuff." I said, "Look, you little Reese Piece, don't be a zero, be a lifesaver. Why don't you just take my whatchamacallit and slip it up your bit of honey?" Ooh, what a piece of juicy fruit she was, too. She screamed, "Oh, Cracker Jack, you're better than the Three Musketeers!" as I rammed my ding-dong up her rocky road and into her peanut butter cup. Well, I was giving it to her good and plenty when all of a sudden, my starburst. Yes, luck would have it, she started to grow a bit chunky and complained of a wriggly in her stomach. Sure enough, 9 months later, out popped a baby Ruth.
"Excuse me, ma'am, do you like yogurt?"
"Yogurt? Yeah, I think yogurt tastes like baby's glow-up."
"Well, here, try some of this chalky white stuff in a cup."
"Mmm, looks like yogurt. Smells like yogurt. Sure glad I didn't step in it. Mmm, tastes delicious.
Yeah.
Do I get on TV? What is it? Don't tell me it's yogurt."
"Would you believe me if I told you that you just ate and like yogurt?"
"You're kidding.
Yes, I am kidding. Actually, that cup was full of baby's throw-up.
Bake me some hot cakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hot cakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming, going from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some lovin', you know the kind I mean. Then serve them with your huggin', some coffee and some cream. Hot cakes and sausage, kiss me honeydew, 'cause your brand of lovin' brought me home to you. Put my pinto saddle down, said a sad goodbye. Said so long to pals in town, a tear was in my eye. I took a ship for Paris, France, and stopped to see a vet. I asked her for a bite to eat.
She gave him Crepe Suzette.
Make me some hot cakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hot cakes and sausage. Flip them upside down.
I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. Vamped already, I took a train to ancient Rome. I traveled night and day. I got lonesome for my home, Teresa, she would say. Oh, Kesadich, you are so bella donna. I asked her for hot cake sausage.
She gave him rigatoni.
Make me some hot cakes and a sausage. Make me a nice sort of brown. Hot cakes and a sausage. Flip them up or set it down.
I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. A plane took me to old Berlin, flew there through the sky. When we landed, I went in to see what I could buy. I found a big Fraulein in town. Your food is good, no doubt. I said I'd like my hotcakes brown.
She gave them sauerkraut.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down.
I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some lovin', you know the kind I mean. And serve them with your huggin', some coffee, some cream. Hot cakes and sausage, kiss me honeydew. 'Cause your brand of lovin' brought a me, a home, a to you.
All right, or just pass me that corn there for a second, would you please? What's up? Okay, good. All right. Okay. So far, so good. It's pretty good so far, I think so. Anyway, all right, so the annual Thanksgiving dinner is progressing without incident so far. We started that last set with Alan Sherman. We Ain't Got Locks. That's a very early Alan Sherman record. Not sure where that came from. You could tell it's a little raw, and it doesn't sound like a lot of the stuff that he's done, produced, overproduced, etc. Louis Jordan after that, Beans and Cornbread, Bo Carter, and just plain Beans. We'll keep those beans to a minimum if you're, you know what's good for you. Steve Goodman, the Chicken Cordon Blues. Wayne Bruner, Smoked Fish, Soup Opera from Stevens and Gridnick. Tacos Fartu, Lalo Guerrero. Tito Rodriguez after that with Cara Caramel. Weird Al Yankovic, The White Stuff, Candy Wrapper from Sticky Fingers, and Ernie Kovacs, Hot Cakes and Sausage. Kind of a dessert in the middle of everything before we go back and attack again. Me, I'm taking just a few minutes out after I finish this here corn. Good. I always recommend not eating too fast. All right, for whatever that's worth to you, take it nice and easy, take it nice and slow, and you'll be okay. That's how I managed to keep my great figure, okay? So we'll get back to it in a second. Want to remind you that it is Thanksgiving, and a lot of people don't have food for Thanksgiving. A donation to a soup kitchen would be a good idea. something like that. I leave it to you, but don't forget our hungry friends, would you please? Okay, back to dinner. Give me some of that corn, yeah. Beans, please.
Feel as sick as I can be. Got a fever of 103. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I ate. Taking Hadacol, alcohol rub, hypodermic needles, hot water tubs. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I ate. Doctors have examined me. They can't find nothing wrong. Then I get weak all over every time you come along. Is this love or indigestion? I always ask myself this question. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I had. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, I got up this morning, I felt so strong, but then a pretty girl come along. Excuse me, ma'am, must have been something I had. Staying up nights and walking the floor. I used to could sleep, but I can't no more. Excuse me, ma'am, must have been something I had. Doctors have examined me, they can't find nothing wrong. But then I get weak all over every time you come along. Is this love or indigestion? I always ask myself this question. Excuse me, ma'am. Must have been something I ate. Excuse me, ma'am.
The Shag Night Cafe. It's cheap and fast. I had the special. It gave me gas. I was sitting with the secretary trying to ask her out. There's a bulge in the middle of me, slowly creeping south. Sweating like a water pipe, grinning through the pain. I'm reaching in my pocket for a pack of Rolaids. Hey, should have had the burger or the stuffed beef heart. Don't eat the special when there is no place to. Don't eat the special, it'll tear you up inside. It's mostly MSG, lightly battered or deeply fried. It's only flatulation, but it's such a gas. You'll feel better when the breeze blows past. That Shanghai special, screaming to be free. Hey, I'm holding back with everything I got. The power went out, the elevator stopped. In a box in a building, hanging in a shaft in the dark with the girl. I could have had a chance. Next time I'll order an a la carte. Don't eat the special when there is no place to. I'm gonna blow it by you now. It's mostly MSG, lightly battered, deeply fried. It's only flatulation, but it's such a gas. You feel better when the breeze blows past.
I'm gonna die if she don't learn how to cook, or I'm gonna run away.
Stop!
Or oh, you can never eat home anymore.
Listen, does this sound familiar? You wake up every morning with a hunger pain inside. Your mother makes you breakfast, but you wanna run and hide. You sneak out of the back door and hang around the street. You know it's time for dinner, but you're afraid to go home and eat. And that's called
hungry.
Now my mom was a good mom. To me, she was a queen. But I couldn't eat her cooking. It turned me sort of green. I used to get so hungry. How hungry could I get? And then one day a miracle, a luncheonette. And that's called
food.
And he can't ever eat home anymore.
Well, my mom found out about it, and I knew it hurt her so. She came to me and pleaded and begged me not to go. But I knew I had to do it, though she'd never understand. And I left her crying in the kitchen with a chicken in her hand. And I can still hear her.
I'm making meatballs nice and hot. I'm making chicken in the
night. She'd make those meatballs, but I never came. My mama grew so lonely that the angels heard her cry, and they took her up to heaven, to that lunchroom in the sky. And that's called
sad. And he can never eat home anymore. Let
me tell you about the school cafeteria. It's got all the others beat. It sells over 4 million burgers a year. Just think, that's almost 2 pounds of meat. My ice cream sandwich is lukewarm, but my burrito is much too cold. You know, a school cafeteria is the only place to sell artificially colored mold. You know, a school cafeteria believes in mass production. They buy those lousy soybeans by the keg. I don't like to complain, but in a school cafeteria, you can buy a taco and get bubonic plague. Today in the school cafeteria, they introduced a brand new malt. It's called boysenberry dysentery. Please pass the salt. The tuna fish sandwiches will make you ill. The enchiladas are enough to kill. Before you eat, you better make out your will in the school cafeteria today. After 63 years in the business, our cook still hasn't got the knack. And all the food in the school cafeteria comes from care packages that were sent back. Feel your arteries growing hard as you eat another healthy spoonful of lard. It's no matter that the food is so gross, the health department is afraid to come close. So everybody better hold your nose in the school cafeteria today. So listen very closely, all you girls and guys, here's a little message to the wise. You'd better not try the chili surprise in the school cafeteria today. Oh yeah, in the school cafeteria today.
I come home tired, been up since dawn. Look in the cupboard, all the tasty bread is gone. That tasty bread is baked for you and me. But honey, you ate all the tasty bread. bake while you sleep each night for you and me. With tasty bread, you don't play fair. Honey, while I've been working, you've been eating my share. That tasty bread is baked for you and me. But honey, you swung with a whole loaf, baked while you sleep each night for you and me. My car, you spend my dough, but taking my bread, baby, ooh, that's gotta go. That tasty bread is baked for you and me. Love that swinging tasty bread, baked while you sleep each night for you.
Of a lot of reasons to buy Twinkies and Ding Dongs. Thiolacillin carbate is an ingredient in Twinkies and Ding Dongs. It will cause diarrhea like prunes and cider. Twinkies are good for you and for me. They never go stale through the years. Ding dongs are good for you and for me. You can impress all your peers. Of Twinkies and ding-dongs, I can feed a lot of children in Ethiopia. And I know what I am talking about, 'cause I used to be an Ethiopian. If it weren't for Twinkies and ding-dongs, I'd still be an Ethiopian. As an Ethiopian infant, my mom fed me with a bottle filled with Twinkies and Ding Dong. Twinkies are good for you and for me. The white cream contains vitamin C. two chocolate layers are kinda spicy. Says manna, it means Twinkies and Ding Dongs. Of course, the cloud that led the Israelites was shaped like a Ding Dong. Oh, yeah! Twinkies provide good insulation in your walls for your house. They can also make a great mattress or a couch. Oh yeah! Twinkies are their own food group. The USDA recommends 49 a day. Ignore the Surgeon General's warning and eat your Ding Dongs every day. For you and for me, they do a body good. Ding Dongs are good for you and for me. They're just as important as firewood.
I love. Joseph. There was highly prized by the ancient Egyptian pharaohs and their friends and cousins. It causes burning of the eyes and rubefaction of the skin, but it is very, very tasty.
Killing time, you can buy that pork a pound for a dime. Some buy the knuckles and others buy the ears, but the most of them cats, they love his gears. It's oysters, those good old mountain oysters. They give a hog a shave. It ain't a part about him that they don't save, 'cause the folks in Georgia way back home, they love that meat that ain't got no bone.
Oysters, those good old mountain oysters.
You gotta eat, you know it's hog killing time, and you get your favorite meat. You go in the store and get a pound for a dime, and you are in for a ball in time. It's oysters,
those good old mountain oysters.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to skip dessert. And when you see what I have for dessert coming up for you, you're going to want to skip it too. So. Okay, that was it. We finished off with Tiny Hill. Must have been something I ate. Excuse me, ma'am. Kyle Woolley, Don't Eat the Special. Words of wisdom there. The Detergents, I Can Never Eat Home Anymore. That was... led by Ronnie Dante, who later went on to lead the Archies. Weird Al Yankovic, the school cafeteria. Many of us have had our worst food suspicions confirmed in a school cafeteria. Tasty Bread, the No Bread Blues. That was a product record from God knows where. I found it at the art sale. Twinkies and Ding Dongs from / J. Frank. Elvin Boyd, I Love Lard. Elvin is a big star, if you know what I mean. Susan Christie, I Love Onions, and Eddie Davis, Mountain Oysters. So that's going to do it for me here with you. I just want to give you a heads up. You got some dessert coming. Be careful. And we didn't really say grace properly, so I'm going to include a little prayer after this. That's part of your mystery cuts. Next week, we'll have a pile of 78 novelty stuff for you, because I've been working like crazy on digitizing my 78 collection so that I can either toss them or send them out onto eBay. Anybody wants them, let me know. After that, Christmas is coming, you know. We're going to have a couple of Christmas shows. I got one or two other things for you. So, like I said, please don't forget your hungry friends this Thanksgiving. And if you know somebody who doesn't have anywhere to go and you got maybe an extra dish or two, invite them over. It won't hurt you. You'll feel better about it. I know I will. So, here come your mystery tunes and your dessert. Good luck. I'll see you next week. Please have a good holiday. Thank you for listening.
I think it only proper to end this portion of our discussion with a prayer. Lord, my soul is ripped with riot, incited by my wicked diet. We are what we eat, said a wise old man. And Lord, if that's true, I'm a garbage can. I want to rise on Judgment Day, that's plain. But at my present weight, I'll need a crane. So grant me strength that I may not fall into the clutches of cholesterol. May my flesh with carrot curls be sated, that my soul may be polyunsaturated. And show me the light that I may bear witness to the President's Council on Physical Fitness. At oleomargarine I'll never mutter, for the road to hell is spread with butter. And cream is cursed, and cake is awful, and Satan is hiding in every waffle. Mephistopheles lurks in provolone, the devil is in each slice of bologna, Beelzebub is a chocolate drop, and Lucifer is a lollipop. Give me this day my daily slice, but cut it thin and toast it twice. I beg upon my dimpled knees, deliver me from jujubes. And when my days of trial are done and my war with malted milks is won, let me stand with the saints in heaven in a shining robe, size 37. I can do it, Lord, if you'll show to me the virtues of lettuce and celery, if you'll teach me the evil of mayonnaise, the sinfulness of hollandaise and pasta alla milanese and potatoes alla leonese and crisp fried chicken from the south. Lord, if you love me, shut my mouth.
Are you ready to order yet, sir?
No, sorry. I'm still waiting for my friend to... No, wait. Here he is now. Welcome back. How long were you gone? 45 minutes? Is this what they call a power lunch over at Wilmot Ross?
I was in the washroom.
Wonderful. Wonderful. This leaves us with exactly, what, 15 minutes to order, eat, and discuss the new subdivision. Waiter, I'll have the... Where'd he go? Great. Now the waiter's gone to... Look, what is the matter with you? You look... Are you sick or something?
No.
You're not sick, and you spend a meal break in the washroom, leaving me sitting here for 3/4 of an hour getting refills of water and chewing on breadsticks.
I shit a piece of pie.
Look, if your people aren't interested in developing the land, you can just... Excuse me?
I shit a piece of pie.
Thank you! Thank you for sharing that with me. I am delighted that yesterday's dessert has finally passed.
But I never eat pie. I just dumped a solid piece.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd be a fascinating luncheon companion. But little did I dream you'd be regaling me with the consistency of your bowel movements.
It was a piece of pie.
I don't care what it looked like.
No, it didn't just look like pie. It was a serving of pie.
It It was a serving of pie.
Right!
Real pie.
A nice serving of real pie.
Flaky crust, juicy filling.
Big round blueberries.
Thank you! Thank you!
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle? God blessed your sphincter so it could issue dessert treats. Look, you still got 15 minutes. Go make it a la mode.
But I can't even bake a pie.
So God put an easy bake oven in your lower colon?
Well, you believe me, right?
Oh, I believe you. Absolutely, I believe you. You invite me here to Rugantino's to discuss Sunny Ridge Subdivision, and then you bolt off to the can to give birth to a pastry. You're the Betty Crocker of the bathroom. Of course, I believe you. Nothing not to believe.
Fine, fine. If this isn't a piece of pie, what is it?
Well, that's... Oh, God, he's carrying it. The guy carries it in his pocket. Get it off the table.
It's a piece of pie.
Forgive me if we don't shake hands on this deal, okay?
I can make shit that looks like food.
Yeah, so can my mother. Big deal. Bob, your VP investment division for Wilmot Ross. You can't spend lunches fishing crusty turds out of Kaibos.
This pie is proof.
It's proof that you carry shit in your pocket.
It's pie.
It's poo.
Okay, fine, fine. If I'm wrong, you tell me where it came from.
I don't know. Maybe somebody ordered pie. It tasted stale. They ditched it in the toilet. Oh, God, there's a bite out of it. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I had to find out if it's a pie.
I feel sick.
I'm a freak. I'm a freak. What am I going to do? I could lose my job, my wife, the kids. You can't tell anybody about this. Promise.
What am I going to say? Did a lunch the other day with Bob Lockhart. He shit a dessert from his ass. Took a bite out of it, brought it back to the table, and waved it under my nose. Trust me, Bob, my lips are sealed.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Are you ready to order now?
No. I seem to have lost my appetite. I'll have a coffee, thanks.
Yeah, coffee here, too. Yeah. That's fine, thanks.
Would you like to see the dessert tray?
No.
No, really.